Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
With the Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer. Have you guys been watching this at all? Have you checked it out?
I think the concept is cool, but I have not watched a second of it.
Yeah.
I know people that do watch it are really into guessing who it is. Like, I see it all the time, like, I know the owl is Kelly Clarkson, but who is the lizard? Like that kind of stuff all the time on social.
All right. Well, I got a spoiler alert here, so I don't want to ruin it for anybody. What happened last night on The Masked Singer, a contestant self-eliminated. That just sounds
self-eliminated.
Funny. Self-elimination. There's a self-elimination happening.
Why? Is it a contest?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And
mass singers competing against other mass singers?
Yes.
No, right. they're all
famous.
Yeah.
People under the mask.
Oh.
And they got to figure out who they are.
But it's like a big extravagant costume, and then they go out and they sing in front of the judges, and then sometimes they provide clues
as to who
it might be.
Individual
inside.
Might be underneath. Well, last night the self-eliminator was the gremlin. After singing Stand By Me, he said, quote, I want to take this off right now.
I love how they're overacting.
Yes. It's all time.
You thought Tyra Banks was trouble. You see Nick Cannon.
Good Lord.
Thank you, Rod. I don't know what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Masked Singer first. We didn't get to vote. The other people didn't get to come out.
Wow.
Mickey said, damn it, it's hot. I'm taking it off.
What would make you do the Masked Singer and come have fun with us?
It was in the neighborhood.
Had my gremlin costume, I was like, I'm pulling up.
I do like the show. I watched like 4 episodes, and they asked me, would you be interested in...
The legendary icon, Mickey Rourke, yes! In the building, wow. Taking over the Masked Singer.
Wow. Mickey Rourke of 9.5 weeks fame?
Yes. Who doesn't look the same as he did in...
Doesn't look anything like it.
He sounds horrible. I thought he was ill.
But he sounds like he's losing his voice. It sounds like Nick Cannon's been yelling so much that he's losing a voice. Lester Holt sounded terrible last night.
Oh, he was on
Lester was just... I'm just thinking of people who sound horrible right now.
Oh.
Because Lester sounded like he was battling a cold or a sinus something. But anyway, back to Masked Singer. Mickey Rourke, he quit the show. The other 5 contestants... who debuted last night, they get to stay another week. So there was just, since he self-eliminated, nobody else got booted. So,
okay. Do they offer clues?
They do sometimes, yeah.
What was that movie that Mickey Rourke did? Remember, he was known for 9.5 weeks. He had done a couple of movies that didn't really go anywhere. His career had pretty much stalled. And then when he reemerged,
Wasn't he a boxer or something?
He was a wrestler.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of the movie, but
he was nominated for an Academy Award or something.
It's called The Wrestler.
And he won something, maybe a Golden Globe.
Maybe a Golden Globe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 68 years old. Yeah, man.
He was sexy in 9.5 weeks.
I've never seen that movie. I've just heard about the kitchen. Is that the scene that everybody gets all fired up about?
Yeah, the refrigerator scene. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can leave your hat on. Ain't bad either.
Maybe I should watch that. Put it in the queue.
Yeah, I mean, it was the 80s.
Right.
It was the 80s acting and everything that goes with it.
Have you seen it, Tim?
Never heard of it. But you know me, I'm not a movie guy. And once I watch a movie, I forget that I watched it. So I may have seen it.
So a producer at Dancing with the Stars finally revealed why Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews got canned. And it's kind of lame. He said, I think changing the host was really all about evolution. It was just about making the show feel fresh and making it feel new and kind of make it reach out maybe to a new audience as well as the audience that's been there for years. And he added that replacing them with just one host, Tyra Banks, was, quote, has, quote, changed the rhythm of the show in a really exciting way.
I love the kind
spin.
Of, the spin or just a safe way to say that. there's really no saying this is really, really great.
Right.
Or this is awesome and this is amazing. It's changing the pace of the show in a really interesting and exciting way is very... kind of benign way. John and Yoko. John Lennon, Yoko Ono. This is according to Judas Priest singer Rob Halford in his new autobiography, Confess. apparently John and Yoko like to poop together.
Really?
Yes. Rob Halford worked on their 1980 album, British Steel, at an estate that was once owned by John and Yoko. By that time, it actually belonged to Ringo Starr, but one interesting feature of theirs remained. There was a bathroom that had two toilets in it, side by side, and each one of them had a nameplate. One said John, the other said Yoko. And Halford says, I tried to imagine them sitting side by side, holding hands, having a poo. Truly, sometimes love knows no bounds.
I guess.
That is gross.
That is.
If we had that at our house, we would just be giggling the whole time.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider going number two in the same room as Chris at the same time?
We have at a rest stop before.
Yeah, but you're divided by a wall, right? That's, you're not in the same can. That's different. These two are sitting next to each other.
I wonder if the toilets are different. Like, if one of them is taller or wider, or maybe there was
armrest.
Maybe one with a bidet, one without.
Center console.
Yes! I just don't know.
I was telling you guys in our Facebook Live video, though, I walked in one time at our old house on Scott when he was going to the bathroom, and I opened the door and I go, oh my God! And I just closed it and I was like,
Act like you just walked in on your brother naked for the first time.
Yeah. It kind of traumatized me a little bit. I can still see it in my head. I can't unsee it.
Did that ruin it for you?
It didn't ruin it. Clearly not. But I'm just like, ew, I don't know.
Yeah. Actor Jason Alexander says he got punched all the time in real life because of one of his acting gigs. And even though he was a jerk on Seinfeld, that wasn't it.
He was a likable jerk on Seinfeld.
Yes. It was his role as Richard Gere's insensitive lawyer, Philip Stuckey, in the movie Pretty Woman.
He was a jerk in that one.
He was.
Yeah, Pretty Woman came out 30 years ago. And he says, I was kind of known around the world as the a-hole who tried to rape Julia Roberts' character. So women hated me, and I couldn't walk down the street without women saying mean things to me, even though it was a role I played in a movie. I got punched many times. I got spit on by one woman. It was
Seriously?
It was a really rough year, I guess, for him. Yeah.
Right now, I'm just freaking out.
Hey, get off me.
Hey, ow!
Get off me!
What are you doing?
Stop. This is before he was before his role on Seinfeld.
I want to tell you this, Look, she's a whore, man.
And Richard Gere comes bursting in, and he
beats him up.
He kind of grabs him and throws him off of her, and then he says what he said, and that's when Richard Gere popped him in the head.
You broke my nose. Get out of here.
What is wrong with you? Come on, Edwin, I gave you 10 years. I devoted my whole life to you. It's the kill you loved, not me. I made you a very rich man doing exactly what you loved. Now get out of here.
Get out of here. And that was his final scene. Pretty well.
That was it.
That was it. Ever since then. Yeah, Jason Alexander couldn't walk down the street without getting punched.
That's funny.
No wonder celebrities, man, they just hide out.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That would be a side effect of playing a jerk,
I guess.
For sure. People can't suspend reality and know what's real and what isn't.
Right.
Do you have any audio over there of the new album that Weird Al Yankovic that has come out?
Yes.
All right, here's the deal. New video features Weird Al moderating the debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. Little different than a typical Weird Al parody because he's singing along with Trump and Biden thanks to the auto-tuning. the Gregory brothers, they're the YouTube guys who got famous with their auto-tune the news videos, like Bed Intruder song. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But so far...
Yes.
Yes.
Hide your wife, hide your kids.
Speaking of the debate, it brought in 73.13 million viewers, which is short of the record 84.4 that watched the first Trump-Clinton debate.
Oh, wow. How many?
Is 73.13
this
trip.
It is short. Okay.
84.4. Yeah.
Didn't hit the record.
No. Moderator Chris Wallace says he's sad about how the evening went, but moderators of the remaining debates will supposedly get additional tools to keep order. So they're meeting about that, but
thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.